New Law Methodist.
I didn't catch what kind.
New Law Methodist.
And you were a teacher at one time?
Yes, 4 years, 5 years.
And then you married and became
Mrs. W.T.
Became, you have not done anything except in the house, ran the house, is that it?
Yes, that's right.
And could I ask you for your education?
I was graduated, had 1 year college.
And where did you graduate from high school?
I mean, you used to be, you...
You fall?
No.
You didn't graduate and you fall?
Alabama Bernard.
Uh-huh. Alabama
Bernard. That was called, what is it called?
Mm-hmm. And where do you meet your friends now, chiefly? Do you belong to clubs or?
A woman's club and the garden club, and I hardly ever go now.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's place of birth?
Oh, Lawrenceville, Alabama.
And your father?
Right here.
Oh, this is a family home. And and the Cradles homestead was over there where I went first. Is
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
I see? And
that's where I lived 50 years.
And your mother and father, did they go to school very much?
No,
mm-hmm.
neither one of them.
And your father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And did your mother ever do anything except run the house?
No, didn't do anything but have 11 children.
11 children. Oh, that'd keep her busy. Do you recall your grandparents at all?
I do recall my grandmother on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs.
One of the things I forgot to ask you is, did you ever see your grandmother or your mother bake ash cake?
Uh-uh.
Are you familiar with the term? Not. And,
don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And your husband is not living? At what age did he die? 58. 38. 58.
58.
And his religion?
Methodist.
And was he a farmer, primarily?
Mm-hmm.
Did he go to school?
He graduated at Emory College.
At what, where was that, please?
Emory.
Emory College in Atlanta.
I see. This is where all the, all this work is being coordinated, at Emory.
I don't mean he graduated there, but he went 2 years there.
Mm-hmm. And his social contacts were primarily through business?
Mm-hmm. Banking. Banking and farming.
Mm-hmm. And his place of birth then was over in the same county.
Yeah, right down over here.
That's not more than, what, 3 miles?
2.
2 miles.
It's 10 now. It used to be 2. Before the lake.
You go all the way around.
Go all around, yeah, about to get to the town.
You understand then why I was late. I was
mm-hmm.
going around and around. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and help. Very glad to...
Will I ever see this in print?
That is a very good question. Sometimes I wonder whether I'll live long enough to see it come to fruition. The New England Atlas is available in large libraries and universities. And this, if things go right, in 2 or 3 years, ought to be able to be printed up, yes. It all depends on really how much, if we could get a grant and get more researchers in the field, of course this could be done very quickly, but all of this is volunteer to this point, and it's therefore going to be a very, very slow process.
You mean you'd say you're not getting anything for all your labor?
As a matter of fact, worse than that, I even have to pay my own motel and restaurant bills and so on. But I really do believe that it's a project that
But you do hope to get something out of it.
Well, no, no money. I mean, that the books will never, as a matter of fact, if they pay for their own publication, we'll be lucky. But I think it's important that that we talk to people who actually have had experience with these terms so that we can have a reasonably accurate history of the American language. These terms are strictly American. They're not, it isn't English, it's American English. And that's our interest in it. It's really historical more than anything
else. Well, I wish it was capable of preserving the atmosphere
yes.
that it happened in.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the closest we can come to that, that's why I like this tape recorder. You can transcribe speech, but you never can quite get it right unless you hear the person speaking himself. That's why I do like to use a tape recorder, because we have symbols for all of the sounds, but you can't quite get the sound just right.
Well, do you think if I were to hear this again, I'd recognize my voice?
Why don't we try? Would you like to try for a moment?